And if I ask you how long the Red River's been there, you say, well, it's what been there?
The Red River? It's been there forever.
Okay, or it's another way of saying that, it's all...
always been there. That what you mean?
You say, if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go...
You'll draw a nail in something.
I need the hammer, so go...
Go get the hammer.
Did you ever say, go fetch me the hammer?
Probably.
How would you say that?
I'd say, go fetch me the hammer.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so...
Don't touch it.
And you say, I have just put him a letter. I have just...
written him a letter.
And yesterday he...
wrote to me.
And tomorrow I'll...
write to him.
You say, I wrote him and it was time I was getting a...
answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you...
address it.
Do you ever hear people say, back the letter?
Yes.
How would they say that?
Oh, well, instead of an address, they just say they back it.
How does that sound to you?
It sounds real old-timey.
You say, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his...
address.
And if a teacher goes into a classroom and sees a funny picture on the blackboard, she might ask, who
drew this?
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery, up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to
pull it up.
Did you ever say to hoist it or to hoist
yeah,
it?
Yeah, hoist. Hoist.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and...
carried it.
What if it was real heavy? Would you still say carried it or... would you use
another word? Well, some people, you might say tote it, but tote, you don't use tote much anymore.
What would you say if they...
carried it. So.
You had a heavy suitcase. You'd say, I had to put that suitcase up 3 flights of stairs.
Drag it up, you're talking about? You wouldn't drag my suitcase up, I'd get you.
What about lug it or pack it up?
Do you
ever hear?
Well, yeah, you might lug it up, pack it up.
What's the difference between lug or pack?
Same thing. You probably meant it was heavy and you couldn't hardly get it up.
And say a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody...
took my pencil.
Anything else she'd say?
Might say stole that pencil.
And say a child learned something new. You want to know where he learned it, you'd ask him, now who?
Who taught you that?
And a child that's always running and telling on the other children, you call him a...
tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown person?
No, not... let's see what I'd call a grown person. Gossiper.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the word pimp used to mean tattletales?
No.
Do you ever hear that word?
Yes, but it wasn't used in that way.
How was it used? With prostitution or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you say you can't get through there because the highway department has their machines out and now the road's all
blocked.
We're talking about them tearing it up. You'd say the road's all...
torn up.
And you give someone a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on her. You say, go ahead and...
try it on.
Or go ahead and...
put it on.